I used to think I couldn't do this song. It was more the Paul Simon sensibility. But I've recently changed my mind. She got a ticket for her destiny. On a tour of romance stands my suitcase and guitar in hand. Every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a homeward man. I wish I was.
Don't have a friend who feels any way. He's a good writer. Here's a tune I duetted with James Taylor on my last album, which came out a few months ago, an album called Up Till Now. Plug. And here's the what we used to say, first song, first side. It's the CVH. So it's an old Everly Brothers song. You may know it. Thank you. used to be in the movies. I did my first movie for Mike Nichols. It was called Catch 22.
Yes.
I actually helped Mike quite a lot with the direction on that one. Anyway, after that, Mike directed me in a picture called Carnal Knowledge. You don't know. It was me and another guy whose name I can't remember. I know his face because I see it everywhere. Personally, I feel I could have done the Joker better than him. I would have played it a little more down, sort of low-key and wry. I almost got his role in A Few Good Men. There's a notion. But the director felt with me as the character, it might come off too ballsy. But I would have actually played it sort of low-key and wry.
Thank you.
His restless eyes beat the scratch. touch it all, but they can't touch or clutch. Hidden deep within his pocket, safe within his silent socket, he holds a colored crayon. From the tunnel's stony womb, the carriage rides to meet the groom. Opens wide and welcome doors, but he hesitates, then withdraws deeper in the shadow. And the train is gone suddenly, on wheels clicking silently, like a gently typing laser beam. And he holds his crown rosary tighter in his hand. Now from his pocket quickly flashes the crayon on the wall. He slashes deep upon the advertising, single-worded poem comprised of four letters. And his heart is laughing, screaming, pounding the foam across the tracks to bound. Shadowed by the exit light, his legs take their ascending flight to seek the breast of darkness and be suckled by the night.
She's my wife, Kim Sermon.
Thank you.
70s. I was the third time around for this tune, because I remember it by the Flamingos when I was in junior high. And it's an old one.
Our love must be a good one. I can't see anyone but you. Thank you.
Thank you.
introduce you to my wonderful friends here, some of the greatest musicians in America. On bass, Bobby Glau. On drums and percussion, Richie Gahate Garcia. On guitar and mandolin, and you may know him from his banjo work in movies like Deliverance, the legendary Eric Weisberg. On co-vocals, the most beautiful member of the band, Kim Surman. On synth, Kim Buller. Not that I love jargon, but the MD of the band, musical director, and the heart of the band, Craig Durge.
Yeah.
I know a lot of you wonder exactly why Simon and Garfunkel split up.
Oh, tell me.
And the truth is, so many things went wrong, I don't even know myself. It was maybe my original suggestion we call the group Garfunkel and Simon. But then Paul convinced me it should be alphabetical. Maybe it was my idea to slightly alter Mrs. Robinson from Jesus Loves You More Than You Will Know, whoa, 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 to Jesus Loves You More Than You Ever Knew, woo, woo, woo.
You never know.
He was so touchy.
Oh,
taken me a lot of years to get this act together, but when I see your greeting, I wonder why. Thank you.
Slow down, you're moving fast. Got to make the morning last. Just a kicking out of the stones. A looking for fun, feeling good. Guess who that was? Now we know what that song means. Here's an oldie that I have great memories of, days when Paul and I were kicking around England. It's one of his simplest and loveliest poems. It's about time.
All right.
Restless walk, she'll prowl the night. July, she'll fly. Give no warning to her flight. August, die soon.
Of silence.